has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Tuesday morning. It is February the 4th. It's the live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, who is sitting on top of a 60% cash position right now. I'm the guy who saw this coming back on December 31st, put up a yellow flag, and have been taking defensive action ever since. We've got a little bit of a respite today, but we're not exactly getting back the 300 points that were taken out of our hide, are we? We've got the Dow up 50 points right now. The Dow is at 15,423. Wow. You know, what is that? That's 1,000 points now. People are now starting to sit up and take notice after 1,000 points disappeared from the Dow Jones Industrial Average. We have the S&P 500 up about 8 right now. We're at 1752 there. And that, of course, is a far cry. That's about 100 points now out of the S&P 500. We're now, you know, at the tune of about 7%, I believe, on the Dow, and about 5 or 6% on the S&P 500. The NASDAQ is up 27 today after a huge, huge drubbing to start the week. The NASDAQ is now at 4,024, and we actually closed on Monday below 4,000, below the 4,000 level. You may want to go back and look at my newsletter from the weekend and take a look at the support levels, the critical support levels that I wrote about for the Dow, for the S&P, and the NASDAQ. We have the 10-year yield at 2.62, and we have gold at 1250. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. You know, people are finally starting to sit up and take notice. But yet, I still hear the mantra. In fact, I was just looking at a teaser headline here. Why I'm buying this dip. This comes from a $450 billion fund manager. Well, you don't get to be a good fund manager. You don't get to be a manager of $450 billion by being bad at what you do, but I don't know. I see a lot of bad advice being thrown around right now, and I see a lot of bad analysis of what's gone on. I would say that the most popular analysis that I hear right now, well, we were overdue for a correction, and this is healthy for the market. Is this healthy for the market? Well, we haven't had a correction of more than 10% in like 3 years now. They throw around these statistics. And the market will be better for it. And it will be healthy once again. Wasn't it healthy when we ended the year? It was extremely healthy. And I guess they would tell you, well, it was too healthy. Those results were coming from steroids. Those 73 home runs pounded into the seats. Steroids coming from the Fed. And now the Fed is removing those steroids from the market. Will that make the market healthier? Is this a buying opportunity? And I'm already starting to get some emails and tweets. Is it time to go shopping yet? Depends on what you're going to buy, is my retort to that. In fact, we'll have a couple of ideas here today. What's on my shopping list? Is this a great opportunity to buy Microsoft? They got a new CEO. The stock hasn't done anything for 10 years, but it's pulled back here. And now it's a great buying opportunity. I'm just wondering how many times we'll hear that today of one analyst after another being paraded on CNBC or the Fox Business Channel or the Bloomberg Channel saying, we think Microsoft is a good buy here. Especially when you consider that you get paid a dividend, you get paid to wait. And wait. And wait. And wait. Well, you know what? Here's another startling fact for you from what kind of damage has been done to this market. Back in mid-December, late November, I had about 700 stocks that were A-minus rated or better. Basically, that's my shopping list. If you said, Bill, what's on your shopping list right now? It's any stock that's A-minus rated or better. Those stocks are all fair game. Well, what keeps you from buying them? Aren't they fundamentally undervalued and sound? Well, you know what? Take a look at the charts of those stocks. That's why, for me, I'm not a pure fundamentalist. Jim Cramer bills himself as a fundamental kind of guy. There's nothing wrong with that. He goes on fundamentals. There's other guys in the market that go strictly on technicals and know very little about valuations. And there's other guys that go completely on valuations and know very little about technicals. Valuations kind of fit in pretty much this one and the same with fundamentals. I require all three. And even though a stock might meet right now my fundamental criteria and my performance criteria, which we haven't talked about yet, and my valuation criteria, it doesn't meet my technical criteria. I see some of the ugliest charts right now that I've seen in a long time. In fact, yesterday, Craig Munson, one of my major assistants here at Gunderson Capital Management, I told him when the day was over, I said, Craig, we're now at 60% cash at Gunderson Capital Management. We've been averaging about 40 here recently. We finished the year last year at about 5 to 10% cash. We were fully invested all year last year. We made hay while the sun was shining. And I kept warning that eventually the sun will quit shining on the market. You better stack that hay up over on the sidelines, put it under a shelter, and keep it through the winter when the winter eventually hits the market. Craig said, when's the last time that Gunderson Capital Management was at 60% cash? I didn't have an answer for him. I can't remember. It certainly hasn't been during this five-year bull market. I would have to say it was back in the 2007-2008 time frame, 5-6 years ago. We had some hefty gains last year. We racked up about 40% in our aggressive growth accounts. Got to protect those gains. We racked up, I think, 25% in the conservative growth accounts. Got to protect those gains. We racked up 22% in our income accounts. It's time to protect. We racked up 30% in our mutual fund, 401k type accounts. Got to do some protecting right now. Because all of a sudden on December 31st, the calendar changed. We flipped the page on a new year. We look forward to a new Fed chair who is now first day on the job, market down 300 points. She's nowhere to be found. I haven't heard one word from her. In fact, the headline of my newsletter last week was, where's Yellen? Could it be? Now, here's a conspiracy theory. The Fed owns a lot of bonds, if you haven't noticed. Their balance sheet has got $4 trillion on it. That's 10 times what their normal balance sheet looks like. And they are chock full up to here with bonds. They've got to sell those bonds. So when there's a sell-off in the market, people flock to bonds. They buy bonds. And guess who's selling to them? Gleefully trying to get out of their position. Maybe that's why the Fed's being quiet. I don't know. That's just a conspiracy theory. They do have a lot of bonds to sell. Their asset allocation is way out of whack. They're about 99% U.S. bonds. And you know what U.S. bonds did last year? They got crushed. And that's what you own as a taxpayer, the Fed. $4 trillion worth of U.S. bonds that they got on load on somebody. And if there's trouble in the market, people flock to bonds and the Fed can unload. I don't know. That's just a thought that went through my mind. But we have 205 A-minus rated stocks, we used to have 700. There's very few things that have been untouched by this crisis in the market. The forward PE of the market has come down. It was pushing 20. I have now a reading of 17.9 as the average forward PE of the stocks that I follow in my database. We have a lot of technical damage done to the markets here, and it's not going to be repaired overnight. It's not time to go shopping yet. When we come back, we'll talk about it a little more. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, we have seen some severe technical damage done to the markets. This all started really at the end of last year after what was one of the best years we've had in a long time in the equities market, one of the worst years we've had in a long time in the bond market, and one of the worst years we've had in a long time in the emerging markets. And of course, the emerging markets got worse, not better. You have a peso crisis in Argentina. You have Brazil, which is hosting the World Cup this summer. Nothing but trouble down there. That's not helping. And you know what? Has it spread to America? Well, you're starting to hear it already in some of the earnings reports. Yes, the peso crisis, we're feeling it here. At Michael Kors, I think, was the company today of all people that said the peso devaluation in Argentina is affecting us. And I gave examples of several companies over the weekend in my newsletter that have 40% or more of their business in Latin America. If you travel to Latin America, you find Coca-Cola, you find McDonald's, you find Starbucks, you find all these American brands all over the place. And yes, it does impact us. Not only does it impact us from a monetary point of view, but there's also a psychological piece to the market. People like to know that things are going well in the world. They don't like to be unnerved by problems elsewhere. China, down almost 10% year to date. That doesn't instill much confidence here in the U.S. You had a market that was way ahead of itself, way outside of the normal returns from a mathematical point of view. They have a way of snapping back towards the mean. And the new Fed chairman coming on board. Fed chair. I got to get used to saying that. It's now a non-gender position. It's the Fed chair who hasn't really said much at all. Who maybe is using this as a selling opportunity to unload some of those $4 trillion worth of bonds to people that are seeking shelter from the storm right now. But in the end, you know, it's still it's a market of stocks. You still have to take it on a case-by-case basis. I have stocks that are up today, doing well, hitting a new high. I got a couple of them that are hitting new all-time highs. And I continue to hang on to those stocks, but that's about it. 60% cash, 40% still long the market. What's on my shopping list? Well, let's begin with three that are very closely related. Let's begin with the following symbols. EUM, EEV, and EDZ. Again, very closely related. Not quite triplets, but very closely related. We begin with EUM. EUM is an exchange-traded fund, otherwise known as an ETF, that seeks performance corresponding to the inverse of the MSCI Emerging Market Index. Okay, question. Are the emerging markets going to get worse before they get better, or are they going to get better? Has it already, is the damage been done? Is it all uphill for now? From what I read of what's going on in Turkey and what's going on in China and what's going on in Latin America, they haven't worked through their problems yet. So I have a keen eye on EUM, which goes the opposite way of the emerging markets. If the emerging markets sink, EUM floats. If the emerging markets get pounded, EUM breaks out big time to the upside. I don't own EUM yet, but I'm telling you what is on my shopping list. Let's just take a look at EUM from a Best Stocks Now point of view. And of course, the other two that I'm going to talk about are also very closely related. Because EEV, the next one I'm going to talk about, is just a cousin It's the cousin that is a little bit more aggressive. Troublemaker. He's twice the inverse of the emerging markets. So if the emerging markets really plunge, EEV will leap for joy. It cuts both ways now. If you're wrong and the emerging markets get back on their feet tomorrow and start going up again, then this thing will start going down. There's an inverse relationship. They go opposite of each other. They repel each other. But there may be an opportunity here in EUM, which is one time inverse the emerging markets, in EEV, which is two times the emerging markets inverse. And then if you really want to get wild, we take a look at EDZ. EDZ is three times the inverse of the MSC emerging markets. So if the emerging market index was down 2% tomorrow, this thing would be up 6%. And the double short, if the emerging markets were down 2% tomorrow, the double short would be up 4% tomorrow. Double, opposite, inverse. And if EUM, if the emerging markets were down 3% tomorrow, EUM would be up 3%. Exactly a one-to-one relationship in these inverse funds. Don't forget also that there's inverse funds that get even more specific than that. Now let's just see where EUM is ranked right now for fun. Well, it's ranked 2,790 out of 3,814. But it's come up like 600, 900 points here in the last few days. So it's not yet in my top 200. It is up 10-11% over the last 12 months. And so far this year, it's basically up 12% so far this year. It is breaking out technically. But it, like I say, it is not yet in my top 200. That's why it's on my shopping list, because it's moving up rapidly. Let's next look at the double inverse. It's currently ranked number 1942. All right, it's ranked a lot better. It's up 25% year to date. How many stocks are up 25% year to date? Very few. EEV, which is double the inverse of the emerging markets, is up 25%. And lastly, EDZ, three times, is currently ranked number 1400. Out of 3,800 and rising rapidly and breaking out to the upside. So far this year, it's up 39%. Why didn't I buy it on December 31st? Well, woulda, coulda, shoulda. But all three of them are on my watch list, buy list right now. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
To the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, we've talked a little bit about the technical damage that has now been done to the market that takes a long time to repair. You know what? You say, well, what does a chart have to do with the market? It is a gauge of the sentiment on the market. It's the fear-greed gauge, right? It's reflecting back the current fear or greed or level thereof on the overall market. Has the fear gauge gone up? Yeah. I mean, as we finished off December, the greed gauge was soaring. We had the inverse VIX leading the market. In other words, there was hardly any volatility whatsoever. It would seemingly seemed that almost everybody was on the bandwagon. When there's no more people to get on the bandwagon, you got a problem. I think of a San Francisco trolley car that's loaded. People going to the Giants game, and they're hanging off the sides, and there's no more room to get onto that trolley car, is there? That's kind of how we ended the market last year. The only way, the only place for people to go is to get off of the trolley car. And once one gets off, another one gets off, and pretty soon, fear starts to spread. What's going on here? Everybody's getting off. This thing's overheating. The brake man, there's big beads of sweat on his forehead going down whatever Polk Avenue. And fear starts to strike into the hearts of the market. And there was a lot of technical damage done. I saw at the end of December a lot of charts that looked to me like they were topping out. They weren't rolling over yet, but they were topping out. Everybody was on the bandwagon. I'm thinking, who's going to get on this bandwagon now that everybody's on it? In addition to this, come January 1st, all of those asset allocator practitioners are going to be selling stocks because that's the nature of the beast. If they're 50-50 stock bond, well, last year their stock portfolio rose tremendously. Their bond portfolio decreased a lot, therefore throwing the whole asset allocation theory out of balance, out of whack. There's a lot of practitioners out there, and they've got to sell stocks and buy bonds. We had a vacuum out there in the Fed. Boy, I just don't know if the Fed's behind us anymore. Are they still back there supporting us? No, they're disappearing. They've all but disappeared from the market. The markets are going to have to stand on their own. And so far, take away the training wheels and the bike's a little wobbly. Can't tell you how many times I took away the training wheels and one of my kids would go about 5 feet and then fall and skin their knee. How many times does a kid skin his knee? But then eventually, you know, after several attempts, they ride off into the sunset. You never see them again. They go to college, you know, and goodbye. Goodbye, Dad. It's been nice knowing you. They don't need training wheels anymore. But anyways, that's kind of the way the markets is right now. The Fed did the first taper. Okay, I'm going to let go of the bike here for just 5 seconds, and then I'm going to grab you again just to see where you're at. And then it took away another taper. And the bike wobbled, and the Fed had to grab it again. And then the Fed took another taper away. So this time I'm going to let you go for 10 seconds. And now it looks like the market's got a skin knee to me. And it's crying. There's been 7% taken out of a lot of people's hide, and some areas even more than that. Will the market be able to stand on its own, be able to ride off into the sunset on its own without the training wheels that have been provided by the Fed here for the last several years? Well, we're going to find out, aren't we? In addition to that, we're going to find out whether or not the bond market can stand on its own. Right now, the bond market's doing just fine, thank you, because the fear that has been struck into the hearts of investors has driven them to buy bonds, and the Fed is just gleeful, happily selling you that $4 trillion portfolio that's been in their back pocket for a long time. Now, having said all of this, I have also mentioned that I'm 40% invested in the market. And you say, well, how can you continue to hold on to anything in this market? Because it's a market of stocks as opposed to a stock market. Yes, when the market gets fearful like this, it takes down almost everything. But the key word there is almost everything. There's still a few things, 40%, that I'm still hanging on to. One example would be Dexcom, DXCM, which is the diabetes stock that I've written about several times. It's now a double for us here at Gunderson Capital Management. They had good news again overnight on a new diabetes device that they have. They got their approval from the FDA, and I still own it because it still passes my performance test. Over the last 5 years, Dexcom has delivered 65% per year to investors. It's one of the top performing stocks in the entire market. Dexcom is now a $2.9, almost $3 billion market cap company. Over the last 3 years, Dexcom's delivered 40% per year to investors, while the market's only delivered 10. That's four times the returns of the market. Over the last 12 months, the stock's up 151%, while the market's up 15%. Valuation? Well, you know, they're not profitable yet. But when I take a look at their pipeline, and I take a look at what's in their pipeline and the potential value thereof, I think you can still justify it from a valuation point of view. But is it vulnerable too? I've used the analogy that, you know, when the flu spreads, when flu season comes, it's usually, unfortunately, the weak, the elderly, people that are sick already, that are the most vulnerable. They're the ones that come down with it first, just like the stock market, the weak stocks. But eventually, if it gets bad enough, it spreads to the strongest people, the healthiest people. Even they come down with the flu. And stocks like Dexcom are not immune from Montezuma's revenge coming from South America, the Asian flu coming from China, and now fear starting to build here in America. You know, 2008 is not that long ago, and there's every investor out there remembers 2008, and most investors also remember the year 2000, and they don't want it to happen to them again. And that's why it doesn't take much to rock the boat. Investors with memories grab the life jackets, don't they, and start climbing into the lifeboat. It's a lifeboat drill right now because we don't want another 2008 to happen to us. And we're bound and determined not to let it happen. But how many people out there in my industry have even sounded a lifeboat drill? I don't think very many. I really don't. I don't hear it. I just don't hear it from clients or from people that come to me from other money managers. I don't hear anybody sounding any alarms on CNBC once in a great while. But what I mostly hear is the mantra. Well, we think this is a buying opportunity. We think investors have way overreacted to what's going on here. And I heard that same mantra in 2008, and I heard that same mantra in 1999 and the year 2000. We think investors would be wise to load up here on dividend-paying stocks, companies that have paid a good dividend stream over the years. I've heard the mantra over and over and over again. And you know what? It's all you can do is open your eyes and go outside and look around at what's happening in the real world. Take a walk through the market. Let's go down the aerospace block and see what's happened to the aerospace stocks that were so hot last year. Let's take a walk, turn left at Healthcare Drive and see how the healthcare stocks are holding up right now. And open your eyes and take a look at what's really happening. And where does that show up? It shows up in the technical patterns, the one-year charts. And you'll see many of them falling off a cliff right now. It's hard for me to step up to the plate when something's falling off of a cliff. But having said that, I'm still 40% invested. What I do own, it's got to be good. It's got to be strong. But at the same time, I also realize that everything is vulnerable right now. Now, one last thing. We're still in a five-year bull market. It has not come to an end yet. So far, this is a secondary reaction. Oh, Bloomberg's calling. Well, I'm going to have to take this call. Maybe we can go to break right now. We'll be right back.
Call.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com. Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak.
That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Docs Now radio hour. I normally don't take phone calls during my radio show, but when Bloomberg's calling, not Mayor Bloomberg, Bloomberg Radio, I'll be on there in about 1 hour and 10 minutes to discuss my take on the market. Last time I was on Bloomberg, I believe, was in December, and things were still riding high. Maybe it was early January. Things were still riding high. It was still a small and mid-cap U.S. market. But as always, I always warn that, you know what, cycles come to an end at some point in time. They don't go forever. And you've got to be prepared when that cycle starts to change. And I'm sure on Bloomberg I'll be asked today, what's your current stance on the market? And I'll say, well, I put up a yellow flag on January the 1st for the following reasons. The Fed, too many people hanging off the cable car. Too many people with big fat profits in their pockets. An emerging market, especially in Latin America, that's starting to come unraveled. And China that continues to slowly come unraveled. Not unraveled, but yeah, it's just, it's slow. It has slowed considerably over there. And also, you know, there's not a lot of valuations out there, good values right now. We hit a P.E. ratio of almost 20. On the market, and that was also a warning sign to me to step back for a moment and observe and see what happens. And since then, things have gotten real bad real quickly. But we still have to put it in the big perspective, the overall scheme of things. We're still in a five-year bull market that will turn five on March the 9th, 5 weeks from now. Will we make it that far? Well, you know, it looks like it. I showed a five-year chart of the Dow and the S&P over the weekend, and you can see that it's barely done very little technical damage to the big five-year picture. So far, what we call this is a secondary reaction within a primary trend from a technician's point of view. But I'm not just a pure technician. I use technicals as my final piece of evidence as to whether to buy or to sell. And if Bloomberg asked me today, what are you buying right now? I would say nothing. The only thing on my buy list right now, on my shopping list, are the three that I just mentioned. Unless something else pops up here. I haven't seen anything so far. I've scoured about 400 or 500 stocks here while I've been doing the show. Haven't seen anything that made my eyeballs pop out. But I mentioned those three inverse emerging market funds, EUM, EEV, and EDZ. One is one-to-one. One is double chocolate. And one is triple chocolate. Throw in some caffeine. Mocha. Triple mocha. Wow! That'll get you through the day. But that's what I'm looking at right now. I'm not looking at much else. In fact, I'm looking for the exit on the things I do own, just in case this thing continues to get worse. And if it's blown through and it gets better tomorrow, this week, somehow I just don't see that. I really don't. I think this is going to last a little while. I don't see this all of a sudden turning around tomorrow. What would it take? I suppose it would take Yellen saying we're going back to our $90 billion bond purchase. We're fully behind this market. That ain't going to happen because they're selling their bonds right now. They're using this as an opportunity to unload. I don't know how much they can unload. How do you get rid of a $4 trillion position? Sometimes I have a hard time selling a small position in a $300 million stock. How do you get rid of $4 trillion worth of bonds? Well, I guess, you know, fear. Strike fear. People are out there buying, gobbling up bonds as a flight to safety continues, safe harbor. Then they're left holding the bag in the bond market, and they don't have the Fed buying those bonds anymore. So go ahead. Look, if you think a safe harbor is the bond market right now, be my guest. If you think that interest rates are going to continue to plunge here, be my guest. You know, I just would rather see my money that's not in the stock market right now. I'd rather see it sitting in cash in the money markets than in the bond market. I think there's a little sucker rally going on in the bond market right now. It's like a hot potato being passed from one hand to the other. And I don't like to be left holding a hot potato. Pass it to the next guy before that thing blows up on me. So I'm not a big believer right now in the bond market. Even though you've seen some good returns here in the first part of the year, you have to say, well, where have those returns come from? And are they sustainable? And will those returns disappear real quickly once things kind of settle back to normal a little bit? For that reason, I'm not a buyer of bonds right now. I'm not looking to add any biotech stocks. I'm not looking to add any technology stocks right now or internet stocks. There may be a few here and there oddballs that pop up on my screen. But you know what? It's a time to be careful. I don't see this passing through real quickly. I just don't. And if we see some good opportunities on the inverse side to try to make some money, then we'll go there. But I would say right now we're in that protective mode. And if your person isn't protecting you, then you need to get somebody that's proactive. If you're stuck in an asset allocation that hasn't gone anywhere for years, or if your person is telling you to stay the course, that this will soon pass and blow over, and that this is healthy for the market, boy, I just don't see how technical breakdowns, loss of confidence, is healthy for the market. I don't understand personally. I don't really understand that line of thinking. But anyways, you know, I'm here every single day doing my radio show. I sent out about 10 tweets yesterday on sells that I made. I write the newsletter every weekend where we put the patient on the table. We dissect it. And you've known for the last several weeks why I've been raising cash and I'm currently sitting in a pretty good position right now compared to most people in the market. You can get my newsletter by going to my website at pwstreet.com. That's pwstreet.com. We send out thousands of newsletters every weekend. And if you have an interest in Gunderson Capital Management, me personally, Bill Gunderson, managing your money, you can reach us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. I have several assistants that help me throughout the day. Their job, they know what their job is. Leave Bill alone to manage money. Don't interrupt Bill during market hours. I'll be on Bloomberg in about an hour. Hope to hear you there. We'll be back tomorrow. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.